Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also things we can try and spot in our dark island skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips, we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. This week, stargazers, Saturn can be found in the west after sunset and will be there until it sets just after 8 p.m. The moon is approaching full this week, and as such, stargazing for those faint objects in the heavens will be very challenging indeed.
Now, one of those things in the heavens is quite faint, actually. It's a star, and it's mysteriously fading out.
Indeed. The super red giant star Betelgeuse, known as Kaulua Koko here in Hawaii, is the second brightest star in the constellation of Orion. And up until recently, with the exception of minor variability, its brightness was considered more or less constant. However, Kaulua Koko is misbehaving, and its brightness appears to be fading, and it is now the faintest it has been for 100 years.
This one, as I remember, is going to be a supernova, so is this a precursor to that?
As exciting as that prospect may be, it's highly unlikely that Kaulua Koko is going to explode anytime soon. It probably has a million years, give or take a few hundred thousand, left before it blows.
And what do you think is making the thing dim?
Well, when a star undergoes a change in brightness, it's usually the result of some intrinsic astrophysical process within the star itself. It could be that this fading brightness is the result of variations in the atmosphere of the star. A good way to visualize this would be a bowl of tomato soup that has been on the stove for too long.
And so you're saying the star is bubbling?
Indeed. Stars are superheated balls of gas, and their interiors are sort of like a nuclear soup. They are turbulent and energetic, and their atmospheres are filled with hot and cool material that can cause changes in brightness of the star.
And if that thing does a supernova, which means it explodes, right?
A big explosion. But luckily for us here on the Earth, there is no danger at all. In fact, we may be treated to an incredible celestial fireworks display, so bright that the star may be visible during the day.
And you're thinking that's 100 years from now or something?
100,000 years from now.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. Let me put a little note in my calendar about that. Christopher Phillips, another fun report on something we're not going to be experiencing, but someone in the future might, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week on Stargazer, which you can find at hawaiipublicradio.org.